My friends, there are those certain people in our lives who, when we see them or hear their voice, make our heart skip a beat with delight. These are the people who can make us laugh when everything seems miserable. They are those persons who have strong arms and a soft heart, who wrap us in a comforting hug that makes everything seem all right. They are the wise ones who have weathered many a storm and whose words that all will be well can be trusted absolutely. Brothers and sisters, such is the meeting of Mary and Elizabeth in today's gospel. The moment Elizabeth heard Mary's voice, both her heart and the baby in her womb leaped for joy. The visit of Mary to Elizabeth is often depicted in art, with these two women in a wordless embrace, sharing, like all mothers-to-be, the mystery of the new life within themselves, and with a sense of mutual awe over what God has done. Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI once described this moment in the Gospel, the Visitation, as the first Eucharistic procession, with Mary carrying Christ out into the world in her womb. As they celebrated life, Mary and Elizabeth knew that everything their people longed for, freedom, salvation, hope, was now going to live among them. Emmanuel, God with us. You know, I think that oftentimes we imagine Mary, the younger of the two women, hurrying from Galilee to Judea out of concern and generosity to help her older relative Elizabeth, who is coping with a pregnancy at an advanced age. Without discounting this aspect of their encounter, we may also envision Elizabeth as the wise figure of an elder mentor, wrapping the bewildered teenage mother-to-be in her strong embrace, offering her wisdom, her understanding, her support, and her faith in a difficult time. Elizabeth, who has been utterly faithful to God all her life, is the perfect companion for Mary. She helps Mary learn to trust even more deeply the mysterious ways of God as she endures the many difficulties that come with saying yes to God. My friends, likewise, we too carry the mysterious power of God's life within us, which enables us to be that source of delight and blessing for others. We are called to be Elizabeth, welcoming Christ and looking for him in others. We are also called to be Mary, bringing Jesus to a waiting world, to the lonely, the forgotten, the homebound, the neglected, the poor, the refugee. And it comes with risks. God calls us, as he called Mary, to set out in haste to the hill country of our own lives, that rugged terrain that can be so hard to climb, that isn't easy or comfortable or close. God asks us to make the journey anyway and to trust that he is with us. Brothers and sisters, today at this Eucharistic liturgy, we light the last of the four Advent candles. But those candles, like all ritual candles, will burn out. And it's up to us, the disciples of the light of the world, to catch fire from Christ's mystery and bring something of this fire and this light into our own lives, especially into the lives of those whose Christmas may not be a feast of joy, but a time of darkness because of death or separation or divorce or family quarrels. The fire we catch from Christ, our light, may be as simple as a visit, a letter, a phone call, or an invitation to a meal. My friends, the mystery of the Incarnation comes to ordinary people living ordinary lives. And all that is required is openness to doing God's will, and that willingness to respond to God's call. According to the author of Hebrews, our second reading today, such obedience was the motivating force in Jesus' life. I come to do your will. Saint Irenaeus, the second century bishop of Lyon and a church father, once preached, because of his great love for us, Jesus, the Word of God, became what we are in order to make us what he is himself. Under our Christmas trees are mysterious packages of all colors and sizes and shapes, waiting to be unwrapped. But God has also given us the most wonderful Christmas gift, his only Son, wrapped in our human flesh. And God's visiting the world began in just the same way as our coming into the world began, through the door of a mother's womb. At Christmas, we will celebrate Christ who came to visit us. And Christ is a visitor who stayed not just for a day or two. In fact, not even a lifetime was long enough for him. My friends, Jesus didn't just stop by for a visit. Jesus moved into our history, into our hearts and our hopes, our problems and our pain, into our dreams and into our desires, into our past, our present, and our future. Jesus came to visit and has never, not even for a moment, left us. Brothers and sisters, in the next few days, as we welcome family and friends at Christmas, may each of us welcome Christ the Lord into our hearts, the greatest visitor ever to knock on the door of our hearts. And finally, the weeks of yearning and waiting and dreaming and wondering are coming to an end, like a crowd waiting in line, anxious for doors to be opened at a movie premiere. No, not Star Wars. Or a concert, or on the first day of a sale. We can hardly wait. We feel that we are on the threshold of something marvelous. And that's where we are today, on this fourth Sunday of Advent. As we stand on the threshold of the Word made flesh, we begin to realize that something exciting is about to happen. Something truly electrifying. Divine love is about to break through the ordinary events of life and shine forth in our world and wrap us in the arms of love. But are we ready? Will our minds and our hearts be open so that we can recognize it when it appears? My friends, hopefully if we have waited and prepared ourselves well this Advent, if we have let the light in, something inside of us will also leap for joy this Christmas. And so we pray with today's psalm response, Lord, make us turn to you. Show us your face, and we shall be saved. Amen.